A series of proposals to build new mosques in New York City are encountering strong opposition. Some of that opposition has to do with run-of-the-mill disputes over traffic congestion and noise. But as Lily Jamali reports, there are other concerns among the mosque's would-be neighbors.
On this tree-lined street in Brooklyn, the tension is palpable. Police officers set up barricades to prepare for a march by supporters of a new mosque. Amelia McMahon is here to show her disapproval. She says the neighborhood can't support the influx of people who would use the facility. She explains she's worried about traffic and parking.
You know, the congestion that we have here, and then to have something like this, maybe four or five times a day that they have prayers, you think it's fair? You think it's fair to the people in the neighborhood?
But for others like Tony Guzman, there's more to it.
These guys, you know, they come out of nowhere, and we're afraid they're going to be a terrorist or something like that. That's what we're afraid about.
Resident Leonid Noor is at work taping white poster board to a fence next to the mosque site. This is the message written on one of them.
I have an alarm clock, so don't wake me with call to prayer, 5 a.m. We have a lot of people, 50, 60, 70, and more, a lot of retirement people.
As they try to meet the demands of their growing population, this is the hostility many Muslim immigrants face, much of it from other immigrants. And it's not just here in Brooklyn. There are currently two other mosques being considered around New York City, including one just two blocks from Ground Zero, the World Trade Center site. Several people who lost family on 9/11 expressed their anger at a recent hearing regarding that mosque. This is Lee Hansen and Rosemary Kane.
I'm not a bigot, and most of the people in this room are not bigots. I oppose the mosque because it's in poor taste.
I don't want a mosque on the grave of my son and on the grave of everybody else who was murdered that day.
The third mosque is slated for an empty convent on nearby Staten Island. At a heated community meeting last week, a long line of people fired questions at members of the Muslim American Society, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit that's shepherding two of the proposals. In a video posted on YouTube, the group's leader is seen cheering as the names of several alleged terror groups were mentioned, something he says was taken out of context. Robert Spencer, who writes the blog Jihad Watch, grilled the society's Ayman Hamous.
Will you here and now denounce Hamas and Hezbollah as jihad terrorist organizations and denounce Sharia and any intention to bring Islamic law to the United States in ways in which it is at variance with the United States Constitution?
There is no relationship as we stand today between MAS, the Muslim American Society, and any foreign entities, including Muslim Brotherhood, and this is my answer to your question.
The pressure appears to be working in some cases. Yesterday, the pastor of the church selling the empty convent withdrew his support for the sale. But uneasiness over the influx of new immigrant groups is nothing new in a city as diverse as New York. Donna Lieberman runs the New York Civil Liberties Union.
Sadly, we have a history of making it harder for the latest group of immigrants to do what we all strive for, which is to achieve the American dream, to live our lives and raise our families and seek out and achieve the opportunities that we didn't have someplace else.
Please come on in, everyone.
Back in Brooklyn, the wait is over. Leaders of the march usher a group of supporters onto the site of the future mosque.
Assalamu alaikum. We welcome everybody to be here.
Abdul Hafid Jamil from the Muslim American Society believes the tension will eventually dissipate.
With time, they will understand who we are. We are peaceful people. We are here to extend our hands in peace and to work together towards a better neighborhood.
There are some non-Muslims here who are uneasy with the welcome their neighbors have given the mosque's supporters.
It bothers me terribly. It's animosity. It's not a good thing.
I think it's disgusting what they're doing, you know, and bringing their children out to see hatred. It's like in the South, what they were doing against the blacks, you know, in the 60s. You know, this is 2010. Who are we to decide who lives in this neighborhood? You know, that's not right.
But both declined to give their names and asked to be interviewed out of view from their neighbors, a sign of just how divided this neighborhood really is. For The World, I'm Lily Jamali in New York.
You can see pictures of the Brooklyn neighborhood Lily Jamali visited at theworld.org.